In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we continue our reflection upon Jesus' farewell discourse, John chapter 14, verses 32 to 31, and then we'll delve more into Familiaris Consortio on the role of the Christian family in the modern world by St. Pope John Paul II, and we'll conclude with a healing scripture passage. As always, let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, John chapter 14, verses 22 to 31. Let's get to know Jesus, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father a little better. Yes, the most holy Trinity. Quote, Judas, this was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what is this all about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we shall come to him and make our home with him. End of quote. Are you ever a little bit confused about what Jesus is doing in your life? Well, in one sense, that is very understandable because we're only human. And it's encouraging to see that we're not the only ones who are at times confused. The apostles themselves were confused when they walked the earth with our Lord Jesus. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, what is this all about? What is this all about? I don't get it all. And again, Jesus, our Lord, is so incredibly patient with Judas, as he is with you, as he is with me. So Jesus goes on to explain further, to explain beautifully. He says, listen, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Do you love Jesus? I love Jesus. Let's keep his word. We have everything we need to know his word, to keep his word. Yes, we have sanctifying grace. We have actual graces to help us along the way, to give us this supernatural power to understand and keep our Lord's word. And this word is expressed through his church. This word is expressed through Holy Scripture, through the Magisterium, through tradition, through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is a beautiful program of life for you, for me, leading to happiness, leading to a full life. But yes, we need some help along the way. I know we need some help along the way. And Jesus is going to get to this momentarily. He's going to tell us precisely how he's going to help us. And Jesus tells us something astoundingly sublime. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. So if we stay close to Jesus, and we love him, and we keep his word, his Father, our Father, will love us. He will love you. And believe me, he does love you. Your Heavenly Father loves you. You're the apple of his eye. You are his beloved child. And Jesus says, we shall come to him and make our home with him. This is what Jesus, our Lord, has done for you. He has come and made his very home in you along with your Heavenly Father. And our Lord Jesus adds, those who do not love me do not keep my words. Well, I can confess to you that I spent most of my life not keeping our Lord Jesus' words. And I know that I did not love him as I should have. But the beautiful thing is that there is always an opportunity to start anew. Always an opportunity to repent. Always an opportunity to come to conversion or reversion. And our Lord Jesus awaits us with open arms. That's why he came, to save sinners, not the righteous. Praise Jesus. And Jesus adds, quote, "And my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me." End of quote. Yes, Jesus is all about his Father's work. He is all about sharing the word of the Father, and this is a word of love. It is a word of salvation. It is a word that calls prodigal children back into his loving arms. That's why he sent Jesus, his son, to draw you back into his embrace for all eternity. Your heavenly Father loves you so unimaginably much. In verse 25, "I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you." End of quote. Yes, this is the help I was referring to. This is the help that the Father sends to you and me in Jesus' name. That is the very third person of the Most Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Counselor, our Protector. Yes, the sweet guest of your soul. What more could God do for you? What greater help could God provide to you than to actually come and make your soul his temple? That's what you are, a temple of the Holy Spirit. And should we have the misfortune of falling and sullying this beautiful temple of our soul, Jesus has set up his church and provides us with the sacraments, including the sacrament of penance, also known as reconciliation or confession, where we can confess our sins to Jesus, to the priest in persona Christi, and where all of our sins are washed away and this temple is restored to its pristine beauty. And Jesus tells us that this Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you and remind me of all Jesus has said to us. Yes, the Holy Spirit continues to reveal Jesus, our Lord, to us. Yes, the Holy Spirit reminds us of all Jesus has said to us. Picking up on verse 27, "Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you." End of quote. To bequeath means to leave a personal estate to a person or other beneficiary by a will. So before our Lord Jesus suffered and died on the cross, he prepared his will and he named you as the beneficiary. And what do you receive? What do you receive? You receive a fortune. You receive peace, the kind of peace the world cannot give. The world cannot give this kind of peace. Jesus leaves you a gift, and that is his own peace. This is the most beautiful and fulfilling peace of Jesus our Lord. He wanted to leave you the most perfect and beautiful treasure he possibly could, and that is his peace. His peace. His peace, which is true peace. And he adds, verse 27, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." End of quote. So yes, let's not be afraid. Let's not live a fear-driven life. Let's accept this peace that our Lord Jesus offers to us, this treasure that Jesus has given us at the cost of his passion and death on the cross. Let's not be troubled and weighed down by fear. Let's live our life to the full. Let's live a life full of trust and faith in our Lord Jesus, who is with you, who is with me. He has all the power. He is in command of every detail of your life. He will never leave you. And with Jesus, you have nothing to be afraid of. I have nothing to be afraid of. Jesus adds, verse 28, you heard me say, I am going away and shall return. If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Yes, Jesus told the apostles, he said, I'm going away and I shall return. And that's exactly what happened. He suffered and died on the cross, and then he rose on Easter Sunday. And Jesus is so about the Father, so about the Father's will. And he says, if you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father. Don't you understand how wonderful that is? Don't you understand how amazing and wonderful our Father is? He even says, the Father is greater than I. Yes, Lord Jesus puts his Father first. And we are called to put God, our Father, first. And we are called to take advantage of all the graces our Heavenly Father has showered upon us so that we can, when it is our time, gladly go to our Father in heaven as well. Because yes, when you and I die, resurrection awaits us as well, thanks to our Lord Jesus. Saving act, saving sacrifice on the cross for you, his beloved, and for me. Oh, may we never squander this gift of salvation, this gift of peace that our Lord Jesus has given us at so high a price. In verse 29, I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. End of quote. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I believe. My dear friend, do you believe? Do you believe? Believe it. Believe in Jesus and all that he has taught us and demonstrated for us. Stay close to him and his church, and you will be safe. We'll be right back to talk more about Jesus' farewell discourse from the Gospel of St. John, and we'll transition into more on Familiaris Consortio. I'm Jim Littleton of FormingFaithfulFamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit FormingFaithfulFamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's FormingFaithfulFamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to Jesus' farewell discourse from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 30 and 31. I shall not talk with you any longer, because the prince of this world is on his way. He has no power over me, but the world must be brought to know that I love the Father, and that I am doing exactly what the Father told me. Come now, let us go. So our Lord Jesus is wrapping up what he has to say to the apostles, what he has to say to us during his earthly life. And he says, the prince of this world is on his way. Who is this prince of this world that Jesus refers to? Well, he's referring to the devil. He is referring to the demonic. Yes, the demonic does exist. There is a spiritual battle going on for your soul right now. This battle has always been raging for your soul, and it will be raging until you take leave of this world. Oh, yes, it will. There's no use denying it. It is a reality, despite what some may tell you, despite what some confused individuals may tell you. Well, let us pray for them. Yes, the devil is on his way, and Jesus knows it. The devil is on his way to claim his hour, but God has his day. The devil thinks he is accomplishing something by working towards the passion and crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus, and little does he know that Jesus is in command here. He knows everything. He knows what's about to happen, and he is going to bring the greatest good, the most stupendous good of all time out of his passion and death, because this is the means he is using to save and win souls, to save and win your soul. Do we understand how beloved we are of God? You see, the devil has no power over Jesus. Jesus says, he has no power over me. Let me assure you of something. When you stay close to Jesus and his holy name and his precious blood and the sacraments and his church, you have no worries. The devil has no power over you whatsoever. Well, sure, he will attack and harass you and oppress you, but he has no power over you. He has no power over your soul. He has no power over your will. He has no power over Jesus, and Jesus is there protecting you at every moment. But Jesus gives the devil a bit of a long leash for a time. And why is that? So the world will be brought to know that he loves the Father and that he is doing exactly what the Father told him. Nothing could happen to Jesus without the Father's permission. And little does the prince of this world know that he is playing into the hands of our Lord Jesus for our very salvation. Yes, quoting Romans 8:28 from the Jerusalem Bible, we know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those he has called according to his purpose. Yes, God turns this horrific passion and death of our Lord Jesus on the cross where he hung and bled and died for us into the most stupendous good of all time. And he is most certainly turning everything, including your adversities, your crosses, to the good. Because God cooperates with you. Because you love him. Because you have been called according to his purpose. Is that amazing or what? Well, there is no or what. It is amazing. It is beautiful. And it is true. So Jesus says, the world must be brought to know that I love the Father. And Jesus is demonstrating his infinite love of the Father by choosing to go to the cross, because that is what the Father told him to do. And you might ask, why would the Father tell him to do that? Why would the Father tell Jesus to submit to this horrible, unbelievably painful and long crucifixion, hanging and bleeding and struggling for every breath unto death on the cross? Why? Well, in order to show his love for you, in order to atone for your sins, so that he can have you, his beloved child, with him for all eternity. Yes, in reciprocal love for all eternity. And as I've said before, the Father knew, and Jesus knew, of course, being God, that Jesus could have become man and saved us with one breath, or with one prick of the finger, one drop of his infinite precious blood would have been enough to save us. But God, being the horror that he is, chose to save you, chose to save me in the most extreme demonstration of love that God himself could devise. That is the most painful crucifixion and the pouring out of every single drop of his blood and water in his precious body for you. And Jesus then says in verse 31, come now, let us go. This is our Lord Jesus' call to you. This is God's call. God says, come now, let us go. Jesus wants you with him. He wants you with him in this battle of life. And he wants you with him for all eternity. And he says, let us go. Let us go together. I am with you. Envision a father coming up to his young son and taking him by the hand and saying, let's go, you and I. Let's do this. Let's do this together. What a beautiful thing this is. Well, we'll continue this farewell discourse of our Lord Jesus from the Gospel of St. John, picking up on chapter 15 in our next program. Let's now touch briefly on Familiaris Consortio, picking up on the section entitled Jesus Christ, Bridegroom of the Church and the Sacrament of Matrimony. Article 13, the middle of paragraph 3. The Spirit which the Lord pours forth gives a new heart and renders man and woman capable of loving one another as Christ has loved us. End of quote. Well, this is very apropos to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, which we just reflected upon, wherein Jesus assures us that the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in his name, will teach us everything. We'll be right back with more on Familiaris Consortio.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families.
families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We pick up on Familiaris Consortio, Article 13. Yes, our Lord Jesus has poured forth the Spirit, that gives us a new heart, this new heart that we need so desperately, instead of this hard heart that we carry around with us until our Lord Jesus gives us this new heart. Yes, our Lord Jesus pours forth the Holy Spirit, and we receive this new heart, and then, man and woman are capable of loving one another, of truly loving one another as Christ has loved us, with this agape love, this sacrificial love, this other-centered love, the kind of love Jesus showed us when he suffered and bled and died on the cross for us, for you. Yes, a bleeding type of love. Yes, blood is so precious, and most especially our Lord Jesus' blood is so precious. Quote, conjugal love reaches that fullness to which it is interiorly ordained, conjugal charity, which is the proper and specific way in which the spouses participate in and are called to live the very charity of Christ who gave himself on the cross. End of quote. Yes. This conjugal love between husband and wife reaches its fullness in the very charity of our Lord Jesus. And this is the type of charity that Jesus demonstrated when he gave himself on the cross for his spouse, that is his mystical body, the church, that is you, and that is me. This is the kind of love we are called to in marriage. Yes, a tall order, but God is there every step of the way to help us. Yes, he is. Count on this. In her healing scripture passage, short but profound, from Ecclesiasticus 2, verse 6, pay attention, quote, trust him and he will uphold you, end of quote. Trust Jesus, trust Jesus, trust him. He will never let you down. He will uphold you. It may seem at times like you are falling, like you are sinking, and you are brought to your knees, and Jesus is there. He upholds you. Jesus is there to embrace you, to lift you up, to strengthen you, and to remain with you throughout your life on earth and then in eternity. Yes, eternity in that beautiful place that he, God, Jesus himself, has prepared for you. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's not hold back. Let's pour it all out with God's help for our spouse, for our family, and for others that we have been blessed to encounter in our lives. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families. Dear masterpiece of God, God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.